All right, so, you know, as it turns out, this comes as no surprise to any of us. We have people of all ethnicities who truly, truly, truly want decisions to be made that will help the poor and make life less challenging for the middle class. We have enough money in the country for this. All right. Anyway, but of course, we have people of all ethnicities who want to make life as difficult as possible for the poor. And isn't it interesting that very often, I'm not saying always, but very often, as life becomes more and more difficult for the poor, it also becomes more and more difficult. Well, in response to Carson's proposal to increase the cost of housing for the poor, Diane Yentl of the National Low Income Housing Coalition told the New York Times that the demand for affordable housing wasn't about dependence, and that today's housing crisis is squarely rooted in the widening gap between incomes and housing costs. For our nation's lowest income populations, lack of affordable housing could have serious consequences and force people to choose between bills, which can lead to eviction, job loss, and homelessness. And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't something that people are just in the last 2 years figuring out. This is the way it's been working for decades and decades and decades and centuries. They know this. So why do they keep making the decisions that make life more difficult? Evictions, job loss, homelessness will increase, as has been historically the case in situations like these. Financial institutions play a role in the housing market. Over the last decade, there have been numerous Department of Justice cases concerning mortgage lenders and banks that have put a disproportionate financial strain on people of color. Listen to this. In 2012, Wells Fargo agreed to a $175 million settlement following a DOJ investigation that found 34,000 incidents in which Wells Fargo had charged African Americans and Latin Americans higher mortgage rates and fees compared to white customers with similar credit backgrounds. All right, now lock that in. The white customers had similar credit backgrounds to these Latin American citizens and African American citizens, yet the citizens of color were hit with higher mortgage rates and higher fees. As home ownership continues to be a foundational building block for household and generational wealth, these racist practices contribute to economic divides between Americans, so that even Americans with similar incomes and similar credit ratings can be in two totally different financial situations based on their ethnicity. All right. We're going to take a look. Next week, we'll look some more at what's happening with this affordable housing situation. Like I said, I'm excited about the fact that there are people out there who are trying to help poor people get into not only affordable housing, but green housing, so that positive impacts on the status of their health, as well as the status of their finances, are part of the equation. Why don't we seriously consider talking with our elected officials, letting them know we'd like for this to become the norm and not the exception? That might be a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.